Good evening and welcome to Martin Stadium. Wes James along with the Ozman, Wild Bill Osborne, and Marty Rogers. We are here at Martin Stadium and getting ready for a big Region 1 5A matchup with the visiting Coffee County Trojans as they are in town tonight to play our Lowndes High Vikings. The Vikings 7-1 on the year. We are 6-1 in the region, and we need to finish strong tonight and next week to assure ourselves of at least the number two seed in the region. And Bill is headed downstairs to go get his glasses. He's done like I've done. He's forgot them a time or two. So as Marty can so adequately do, he's going to step right in. Marty, this is going to be, it's not the coffee team that we're used to, but at the same time, this is a very dangerous and a very deadly coffee team.
It is, Wes. They're a young team. We've talked about that some leading up to tonight. They are a very young team, so they've got a lot of talent. Thing they're lacking is game experience, and this deep into the season, they picked up some of that. So yes, they can come out and improve drastically. A young player can improve a lot more than one who's played a long time, and you don't see a whole lot of teams getting a whole lot better from week to week when they're senior laden. But when you got a young team, they could come out and just play a lot better than they played up to this point. So they are a dangerous team. I think we'll be able to handle them, hopefully. I think we're a little bit bigger than them up front, but they do have some skilled players.
And as I was just looking over there, starting right up, and we'll get to that in just a little bit. We missed you last week up at the MAC.
I miss being there, but I tell you what, it was actually a great learning experience for me. I really enjoyed being on the other end of the line for once and listening to you guys. And of course, y'all did a wonderful job, and the Vikings took care of business. So y'all didn't miss me too much, but it was nice to be able to actually kick back and listen to y'all for once.
And how did it sound coming up? I mean, because you were where at?
I was in Telfair County. At Horse Creek Wildlife Management Area, sitting by a campfire listening to you guys, and that's 25 miles north of Douglas, and I was picking you up just fine.
Well, I tell you what, and you were up there with Rodney, your little brother from the Big Brothers Big Sisters organization that you're a member of, and you took him over there deer hunting.
Rodney's a good little kid. I wish he could be here tonight. He's not here, but Big Brothers, Big Sisters, of course, I always like to plug them whenever I can, but I've been involved with them now for 6 years. December will be 6 years, and we've got two different ways of mentoring kids. One, a community-based program, which is what I'm involved in, where we basically, there's really very few limitations. There is, some limits, but Rodney is part of my family. There's also the school-based mentor program, where you can actually go into the school one day a week, 30 minutes, and mentor to a young man or woman through the Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and they support you. They help train you. They do all the things that you got to do. All the red tape, all the administration. But it's a great, great, great program here locally that touches the kids in our community. Anybody that's interested, hey, give us a call. Look up BigBrothersBigSisters.org. Check them out.
Well, Marty, it is no secret that you are a Bulldog fan. Everybody knows that. And
this is true.
And there's a big doings going on down in Jacksonville tomorrow.
A little bit of a border war down there. I know we're not supposed to say it anymore, but it's the world's largest outdoor party of some sort. And I know there'll be a lot of people heading south. This is the first year I will not be making it. And I don't know, 7 or 8 years. I'm staying close to home.
You are? You're not going down there tomorrow?
I'm not going to make the trip. I decided I wanted to stay here, watch this game, and relax a little bit. Of course, I was gone last weekend. The weekend before that, I was out of town. So I'm staying here in town, no Blazer game. So I'm going to be watching the dogs on TV and enjoying myself.
Well, the Blazers last night was up in Carrollton, Georgia, West Georgia. Beautiful new facility up there. Looked like a mini Division I press box there. A nice field. Got to see Kelly Dawsey, who I've not seen since he left here and went to Western Michigan, transferred back down. And he's starting as a defensive back as a freshman for West Georgia, doing a great job there. And they played the Blazers tough for three quarters, and then the Blazers just kind of cranked it up a notch and ran away with it in the third quarter. And got back home this morning about 4:15, in bed at 5 o'clock, up at 7:15, and been up all day long. And so we're going to See if we can't come and get us another victory tonight. One that's not quite as tight as last night.
Well, let's hope so, Wes. Of course, I know you'll probably be sitting somewhere relaxing, enjoying the fact that you won't have a game to cover tomorrow. But while we're on that subject, I do want to say congratulations to Coach David Dean and his staff for rebounding after a tough week last week and coming out with a big victory yesterday, keeping that peach basket here in Valdosta over at the VSU Athletic Office. We're very proud of them. Glad they did that. And go Blazers.
I like what somebody very close to Coach Dean said. Said, well, we played that Division I team. We just didn't get the check.
Somebody close to him did say that, and I think
you were there.
I was there. That's and his lovely bride. But I totally agree with her. It was a very tough team. 23 Division I transfers, if I'm not mistaken, was on that team. Came down here and I just got a visit here from Coach Steve Holly at Lowndes Middle School. Walked up and gave me a pretty new visor, so I got to say thank you to Coach Steve Holly. He's the man down there at Lowndes Middle School doing a great job. He and his staff, they always sit up beside us up here at in the press box doing stats. But we want to say thank you to Coach Holly for that. But that was a tough game for the Blazers last week, and I was glad to see them rebound.
Well, Bill has made it to his vehicle, got his glasses, and come back. And Bill, the first thing we're going to do since you're back is go take a break.
There we go. Hey, that's fine with me. We need to pay a few bills, so that's quite all right. Let's go take about a 2-minute break.
Yep, this is the Crystal River Seafood pregame show right here on the Lowndes High Football Radio Network on 99.5. We'll take a 2-minute break and come back and talk about things that's been going on the past week. You are listening to Lowndes High Football on the Crystal River Seafood pregame show on 99.5 Kicks Country.
Hey, Bill West, I'm down here with Coach Elgin. Coach Elgin, thanks for taking a few minutes to speak with us. But Coach, I know you've kind of had an up-and-down season. You've got a real young team. If you could talk to us a little bit about your team and about your season so far.
Well, obviously, anytime you're sitting there with the record we've got, and you've got to be disappointed to a certain degree, but yeah, all we can ask these guys keep coming out and working and improving, and we feel like we've done that each and every week. Out against Valdosta last week, had a big opportunity, big chance to win the football game and played extremely well, but injuries and that sort of thing has really plagued us this year, and we just don't have the depth this year that we've been having. But again, the guys showing up and they're continuing to work hard every single day. And guys think we're going to end up with 8 sophomores out here starting tonight. So at any rate, but I can guarantee we're going to be here and we're going to play hard.
Coach, you mentioned you got 8 sophomores starting. Of course, I said you do have a young team, but it's still a very, very talented team. If you could tell us, who are some of the players that we need to keep an eye on tonight?
Oh gosh, it's try to spread it out. I'll start on the offensive side. Obviously, we've got a sophomore fullback, Tony Clark, in there. We've got a sophomore wing and Tyreek Hill, number 26, that's really doing a good job for us. Sophomore quarterback and Will Gardner, and we've got some other guys. Really, Raymond Campbell's a junior for us that's really playing well. Offensive line wise, big offensive tackle Garrett Scott is really. He's played well all season long, and so we're really, we're very pleased with him, and think he's got a bright future ahead of him. Glad we got another big tackle back. Roberto Loya came back last week, and so we're real, really excited to get him back and what he's able to do out there, and so pleased with that. Defensively, we got a senior linebacker, Anthony Reynolds, that was playing extremely well, number 27, and has all season long, so real proud of him. And we got a young defensive front that got all of them back next year, but they're continuing to get better, a little bit undersized, but they're learning about leverage and how to play with your size and everything. And then in the secondary, it hurt us early in the season. We lost Pernell Williams, our all everything corner out there, and played wide receiver for us as well. We lost him, so that definitely affected us back there. But Kavoski Hutto at corner, who's a 3-year starter for us, has really turned it around and is really playing extremely well back there. So, we've got a lot of guys that are playing well, and they're giving us a lot of effort. And as long as they do that, we've got a long ways to go. We're not satisfied where we are. And it makes it real tough when you play in a team like Lowndes that is, so athletic and so deep and everything. But, kids are playing hard, and that's all we can ask of them.
Coach, thank you for taking a few minutes to talk to us. Good luck tonight. Good luck the rest of the season, and hope everybody stays healthy.
Thank you very much.
All right, Marty Rogers, thank you very much for that interview with Coach. And I tell you what, I had a chance to sit down and talk to Coach Randy McPherson before tonight's game as well. Wes was kind of out of pocket. So I had a chance to sit down with Coach McPherson. Let's hear what he had to say on the Coach's Corner.
All right, I'm here with Coach Randy McPherson on the Crystal River Seafood Lounge High Coach's Corner. Coach, we say it every week, but we find ourselves in another big region matchup tonight.
Yes, sir, you're right, sir.
Tonight we're going to host the Coffee High Trojans. They come into Martin Stadium with a 3-5 overall record, 1-4 in region play, but that record doesn't mean this team is somebody you and the Vikings take lightly. Is that right?
Absolutely not. Coffee's always tough. Got a lot of athletes, well-coached. You know, they're always good.
Well, they're dangerous. I mean, this is a team that is probably rebuilding, if you say. They're looking for a region win just like anybody else.
You got that right. You know, we're going to have to come out and play our game. We're going to have to hopefully improve from last week. That's what we always talk about. And in our region, you know, we learned that a little bit last week. If you're not ready to play, I'm telling you, and you throw the ball around and turn it over, what have you, you know, you never know. We got to be ready to go.
Well, I'm sure you'll have the Vikings ready to go. From what you've seen on film, how will Coffee line up offensively, defensively as well?
Offensively, they run kind of a spread option attack, I would call. A lot of triple option, a lot of three-step passing, sprint out passing. But it's definitely a spread type attack. Defensively, they base out of a 4-3. They'll jump in a 5 front. If I had to put a word on it, they're a multiple defense.
How's practice been this week for the Vikings?
We've had probably our best week yet. You know, the kids are excited about getting back home here and playing in front of the crowd and their people. Should be exciting.
Well, you bring that up. As a fan, we're excited about being back at Martin Stadium. Talk about what that crowd means to the players and to you guys as coaches. I mean, they're right there at your back, it seems like.
We appreciate the support that we have. I tell our kids all the time, they need to be thankful for what we got here because it's not like this everywhere else, you know. You know, a lot of programs don't have the support we have, and we appreciate it. And to answer your question, it definitely makes our kids play harder when the people are back there behind them making noise. I mean, it's a feeling that you can't hardly describe.
Yeah, well, I know as broadcasters, we're in the booth, and we love it, just having the crowd right in front of us. And they really get in behind this team, and it's great to have them, and it's great to be at Martin Stadium again. How about health-wise? I mean, we've had a couple guys, nicks, bruises, bumps, nothing real major. Kari's been favoring an ankle a little bit. How's everybody health-wise?
I think that we are very, very close to being 100%.
And that's all you can ask for these guys. And they've played through. It's been a really rigorous schedule so far this year. I can't believe we're 8 games into this season now. Almost the regular season, almost over.
It sure has gone fast, I tell you. It really has. We're looking forward to trying to get this game taken care of and, you know, getting better.
Okay. And as you always say, we're going to take them one game at a time.
That's right.
All right. Well, best of luck tonight, and we look forward to seeing you again this Tuesday night at Loco's Grill and Pub as we talk about another great Lounge High victory.
Thank you.
Beautiful night for high school football here at Martin Stadium.
All right, it looks like for the Coffee High Trojans, captains tonight will be number 71.
And that is McCory. That is McCory Baskin.
27
is Anthony Reynolds.
85
is Clay Robertson.
And 75.
And 75 is Garrett Scott, a 6'3", 278-pound senior offensive lineman.
And he is sporting a club on that left hand.
And he is also one of their Division I prospects. The captains are moving out toward the center of the field.
I want to thank Chris, as we wrap this up, I thank Crystal River Seafood on St. Augustine Road for their support.
Stop. Look. Listen. Here comes the mighty, mighty Viking.
And I do want to thank Crystal River Seafood on St. Augustine Road. Remember, they put more food on your plate than your mama does, and great, great service at Crystal River Seafood. Thank you to Rick, Brenda, everybody there that takes care of us on Thursday when we get to have lunch there. And be sure and stop by Crystal River Seafood on St. Augustine Road. You'll be glad you did.
Well, Bill, I'm a little heartbroken because I didn't get to go to Crystal River Seafood yesterday.
Well, that's all right. We ate without you. All right, let's see the coin toss going on now at midfield. The officials,
Marty,
from the All-Star.
Look at the coffee reporter where he's at, the sideline guy.
See, we got to get you hooked up, brother.
You just got to start doing it.
And the Coffee High Trojans have won the toss, and they will defer. So the Vikings will get the ball, most likely to start the ball game. Let's see, they'll turn them and face each other, and that will be the case. The Vikings will receive to start the ball game. And it will be a Lowndes High football right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. We bring it to you live every Friday night during the season, and it is absolutely our pleasure. All right.
Our Sons of Thunder, the offensive line, going through their motions down on the sidelines. Coffee comes running up on their sidelines. And we'll be set to kick off here in just a second.
Now, Wes, one of the things that I'll need to probably get us brought up to speed on, we're going to start probably in the next week, if not some tonight even, some of the ninth graders, as their season is now over, they have the option. Coach McPherson has always given those kids an option that when their season's over, they can go back to class and and come back next spring and be part of the football team, or they can go on, come to practice with the varsity, ride the bus, be on the field, and get an opportunity for that additional practice and the experience as long as the varsity team continues to play. So maybe we'll see some new numbers.
We just might. Back deep is number 29, Troy Braswell. Number 15, Tyler Hunter in the middle of the field. And on the far side, Corey Franklin set deep to receive.
That's good because when Corey was out a little bit, Geraldo Orta was taking that other deep spot. So that kind of tells me up front, Corey Franklin is in much better shape than he's been the last 2 weeks.
And number 41, that's Aaron Lott, their kicker, is set to kick off. Lott waiting on the official's whistle. There it is. Steps up, puts his foot into it. And this ball game's over way. A little squibber taken by the Bull at the 25. He's up to the 30. The 35 straight ahead, runs over two guys and gets up to about the 38-yard line.
So that was looked like, I mean, he didn't look like he hit it cleanly, but it looked like a designed kick. They did not want to kick it deep. Didn't want to get it in the hands of Troy Braswell or Corey Franklin or Tyler Hunter. But it's almost as dangerous putting it right there in the middle for Bull Anderson.
We take over on our 38. Ball on the near hash mark. The Sons of Thunder up to the line of scrimmage. Paul Johnson. Bill, and we've gone to the back of that little offense with
two wide receivers.
Two wide receivers with two slot guys right between them. They're in a five-man front. And we give it a pitch out to Braswell around the side. He's down to the 50.
Oh.
Across the 45. And Bill, just as quick as we could say, they give him the pitch out. He was across the 45, the 50, and they run him out of bounds at the 39-yard line.
I tell you, good pursuit by the defense of the Coffee High Trojans, because Troy Braswell, once he got that corner and started down the sideline, it looked like for a second he could be gone all the way to the house. But good pursuit by the defense of the Trojans.
Ball on the near hash mark, and just as soon as we get a break, I'll try to describe this to you. You got a center, your guard, your tackles, and your wide receivers are split just a bit with a slot man in between them. Again, he goes to
Braswell.
He's across the 40, the 35, the 30, the 25, down the sidelines. They run him out of bounds. Bill, down around inside the 14-yard line. Nope, they run him out of bounds at the 16.
Yeah, he was run out of bounds by number 15 of the Coffee High Trojans. That's Takeem Polk. Now, he's getting an earful from one of the officials because go ahead, Marty.
He sure is getting an earful because 15 knocked him out of bounds, but then also about 3-4 yards out of bounds actually threw him to the ground, so they were wanting a flag there.
First and 10 from the 16-yard line. Parker goes under center. We go to a two tight end set. Straight wing T now. Bull in the backfield. They walk five up, six on the line of scrimmage. Franklin around the left side finds a hole, cuts to the corner, and it is touchdown Vikings.
I see you, Corey Franklin. We got a flag.
We got a flag out here about the 8-yard line.
And that's usually where you're going to see offensive holding.
And it is a hold.
Well, I'll take back that see you, Corey Franklin. We'll save it for another play.
I'll have to take back that touchdown Franklin.
I tell you, I don't know who held because you didn't need to. Corey just, he he exploded through the hole. The Kari Franklin we've seen the last 2 weeks has been a little tentative, but that was not him there. He just exploded through the hole.
They move it back, Bill. We actually lose the yard on the play. It's going to be first and 11, the ball back at the 13-yard line on the far side of the field.
It was probably a hold after Kari had already gone through it.
Franklin, Parker goes under center. He's got Kari Franklin wing back our side. Bill, the Bull, and Troy Braswell. Braswell in motion. Pitch out to Braswell around the right side. He cuts back inside one man, two, still on his feet. He's across the five, down to across the 10, down to the five, and they'll pull him down at the 4-yard line, Bill. That'll be a first down. It'll be first and goal, our Vikings from there.
Good play by Troy Braswell. Troy looked like he was going to try and stretch it out even further, but he went right in, found the hole, and he cut back across and got just barely shoestring tackled. Those big sons of thunder, Wes, are opening holes.
Parker goes under center. Four-man front, four linebackers for the Trojans. Man in motion. And they give it to Braswell. He cuts, looks, into the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings.
I see you, Troy Braswell. And you see who was down there blocking along with that big Sons of Thunder, and that was Kari Franklin. Jed Solomon now and Jack Dalton check into the Viking lineup.
And let's see if they put somebody on the outside corner, because if they don't, we know what's going to happen.
Geraldo or to the back man. Let's see.
They're looking. They're looking.
That's possible. It's possible.
It's possible. Yep. Do it.
Nope.
Nope. Now they're coming over. I thought they were going to do it.
They looked like they didn't have enough on that far outside. Cole Parker to hold. Jed Solomon to kick. Jack Dalton to snap.
And now waiting on the snap. Solomon in position. There it is. Ball's down. Kicked up. And it's good. And with 10:59 to go here in the first quarter, our Vikings take an early 7-0 lead over the Trojans. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back at Martin Stadium, the Vikings take an early 7-0 lead, 10:59 to go first period. Back deep for the Trojans is number 11, Telvin Ganey, and number 26, Tariq Hill. And Solomon sets it up on the near hash mark. Solomon approaches the ball, puts his foot into it. High end over end kick. Ganey will take at the 5. Starts it back toward the coffee side of the field. Cuts inside to the 20. He's across the 20, the 25, the 30. Down the sidelines at the 40, the 45. And we finally haul him down inside Viking territory at the 44-yard line. A 51-yard return.
Guys, that was just a great return. He made a move right there on Telvin, who we all know makes tackle after tackle on the kickoff team. He made a move on him, got by him, and then he was through that first line of defense and all for a long return.
All right, let's see what our defense can do.
Garner, the sophomore quarterback, goes under center. He's got a slot man and a wing man to his right. We're in a four-man front. Fullback gives it to the slot man on the counter play. We hit him behind the line of scrimmage, and getting to him first is
James
number
Mathis.
30, James Mathis.
My goodness, Mathis was in the backfield almost for the handoff. That will be a tackle for loss, a one-yard loss.
I think that was Cleague Matthews on the carry. Sorry, Raymond Campbell is starting at quarterback. Campbell at quarterback, standing back at about the 49, he's in the shotgun, takes a snap, gives it to the fullback right up the middle. We hit him at the line of scrimmage, and he's going absolutely nowhere. He'll lose 3 more yards back to the 50.
Now that's another, 4-yard loss, Wes?
Yes. I'm having to change some names here right now.
Guys, that was, again, Mathis in the backfield. I mean, before the running back even got the ball, Mathis is breathing down his neck. So that's 2 great plays there by James.
Yeah, we moved Crenshaw over to the nose the last couple weeks and slid Mathis out to one of the defensive tackles, and that has been a great move.
Campbell in the shotgun. 2 men near side, puts a man in motion toward the coffee side of the field. Tight end to our side. We're in a 5-man front. Drops Trace back, throws out in the flat. Catch. off the fingertips
and
of number. I saw they brought Garner back in. They're going to swap their quarterback, so Bill, you have to kind of help me keep me straight. Their Garner's
right.
4 and Campbell is 10.
They tried to make that throw out to Campbell, and Josh Clemens was there to make the hit, and that was a ferocious hit.
So it's 4th and 15. We've got Franklin and Braswell standing back about our 15.
Lots of movement. Now they're set.
We've got 7 men on the line of scrimmage. There's a snap. And we almost block it. Gets it away. Franklin takes it at the 15. Cuts back. He's at the 15 now. The 20. The 25. The 30. Down the sidelines. Looking for a block off the 40. The 50. The 40. The 30. And now Ruddy is still on his feet. And they pull him down at the 20-yard line.
That's because, oh my goodness.
He ran into Kenneth Durden at the 30-yard line.
Ken Durden was trying to get down to block. And Corey just ran into the back of him. Can you give Durden the tackle?
65-yard punt return.
Just got a text from some friends of mine that big Bulldog fans. Of course, the game coming up tomorrow afternoon, the big one, the Georgia-Florida matchup. They're hanging Gators from the porch now. My goodness alive. I think that's pretty good. What do you think there, Wes? You're not even going to comment.
Cole Parker goes under center. Bull Anderson in the backfield. Braswell to his left. Franklin to his right. We have split our receivers, put a slot man in between them. They're in a five-man front. We got Braswell in motion. Parker drops back, looks, throws towards the end zone, and a spot, and nobody was there.
Corey had not quite broken there, and Aaron Winston actually came over to the corner, and he was just, like I said, he threw it to a spot, and neither one of them had made it there yet.
We're down here thanks to a 65-yard punt return by Franklin.
And that was a piece of beauty, too.
Second and 10, the ball on the far hash mark. Wing backs in their regular slots, tied into our side. We give it to Anderson, stops, goes. He's across the 15, fights his way down close to the 11-yard line. Bill, he's going to be maybe a half a yard short of a first down right there.
Yeah, he's going to need to make the 10 for the first down, and they've got him marked at the 11. So, yeah, right at a yard.
Durden checks out. The Terminator checks in. 8:38 to go here in the first period. Vikings leading 7-0, but we are threatening again. Trojans now in a 7-man front. Franklin in motion toward the Vistra side, looking for a hole. Cuts. He will not get still on his feet. Still running, but he will not get the first down. They'll mark it. The fact they'll say we'll lose probably about a half a yard. It's going to be probably about third and a yard and a half now.
They tried to swing Corey to the outside. He couldn't find a hole, but little Corey Franklin has got a lot of power in those legs. I thought he might be able to just stick his nose down there and pick that yard up, but the defense for the Trojans able to wrap him up and push him backwards, and as you say, lost a yard. It'll be 4th and 2 now. Vikings will go for it.
Straight wing tee. Double tight end set. Anderson. Franklin to our side. Braswell in motion that way. Give it to Braswell around the right side. He's across the 5, the 15, down to about the 6-yard line. He'll have the first down as he crosses the 10 down to the 6.
And that one, Troy, just it's same play to the right side this time. Just stuck his nose down underneath there, picked up 3 or 4 yards, and got us a first down. It's 1st and goal now from the 7-yard line.
7:30 to go here in the first quarter. Vikings leading 7-0. But threatening again. Ball on the near hash mark. Not a full house tonight. Parker to go under center. Again, we're using that all I know how to call it is an offset line. Franklin in motion. Gives it a ball right up the middle, and he runs over one man, two. Touchdown, Vikings.
I see you, Robert Anderson. What a great little run. He almost didn't get touched as he walked into the end zone 7 yards out. So we get the 65-yard punt return, a couple of plays, a 4th down conversion, and then a 7-yard touchdown run from Robert the Bull Anderson. Now checking into the Viking lineup, Jack Dalton and Jed Solomon.
And they'll swing, let's see. Order calls out the signals. Up, and they pitch it to Order. looking for somebody, gets around one man, two to the corner, and I can't say touchdown, but two-point conversion, Robert Orta.
Hey, if you don't match us up on the outside, we're going to run it every time.
And it's 15 to nothing. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back in Martin Stadium, Vikings lead at 15 to nothing. 7-8 to go here in the first period. Solomon set to kick off again. Ganey back deep on our side. Hill on the coffee side. Waiting for Solomon. Puts that right foot into it. Kicks it down toward Ganey, who will take it at the two-yard line. Starts up toward the middle field. Cuts back to outside to the 10 to 15. He gets hit as he crosses the 15-yard line, and he gets up to the 19.
Wes, did you see Telvin, the Telvinator? As he's running down the field, he motions to number 11. Come on. He puts his hand up and just does one of these come hither and just like, let me take care of you this time. And we get him short of the 20-yard line.
Yep.
Telvin is, oh my, he is so exciting to watch.
All righty. It is Garner at quarterback right now. Garner with Tony Clark in the backfield. Puts a man in motion. Drops back. Look, throws in the flat. Catch made out here, but slips and falls as he crosses the 20-yard line down at the 21. That is number 89, Caleb Jordan.
Just checking a few scores, Wes. Still, what last report I have is 0-0, Warner Robins and Northside so far.
It's 7-7 at across the way over at Bazemore Hyder right now.
Oh, okay. 7-7, Tipp County and the Valdosta Wildcats.
All righty. See if they change quarterback. Nope. Still got Garner in at quarterback. They go to a two tight end set. Bring a man up. We jump in the neutral zone. There's a flag from what was now 2nd and 8 is going to be 2nd. Mark off 5. 2nd and 3.
Oh, come on. Maybe we were drawn off. What do you think?
Look at the way the umpire's facing.
I know. I'm just, you know, wishful thinking.
No, guys, I was standing right down there looking down the line, and it was, I believe,
that's the
number
we
Black
need to text scores to when we can.
Jordan just trying to get a little jump on the gun there. Just a little too aggressive, but that's penalty we'll take.
All right, 2nd down and about 4.
Again, 2 tight ends there in a offset I formation. Garner in the center, puts a man in motion towards us, gives it to the fullback over the right side. He gets hit at the line of scrimmage, and he'll fight his way forward to about the 33-yard line. Billy needed to get up just across the 34. Across the 29, up to the 30. No, it was, Billy, he was out at the
28, 29-yard line. He needs to make the 30 for the first down, so it's going to be 3rd and 1. And he's going to need to get, looks like, from the where the chains are, all the way to the 30.
You're absolutely right. 3rd and 1 at the 29-yard line. Garner sends a receiver far side. Keeps Ganey in the backfield with behind him. Tied into their side. One of 5-man front. Motion that way. Give it to Ganey over the right side. He crosses the 30, and he has the first down.
Yeah, he just did. I mean, they're going to mark him just this side of the 30-yard line, so it will be a first down.
5:11 to go here in the first period. Vikings leading 15 to nothing.
That big defensive line right now, Jordan Black, Deion Crenshaw, James Mathis, and the defensive ends right now, we've got Riyad Moore and Michael Copeland on the field. And at the linebackers right now, number 32, that is Chris Scurry, along with the Telvinator, number 10, Telvin Smith.
Garner splits his receivers, keeps Ganey in the backfield. He brings Campbell to our side, 2 receivers to the far side. Now Ganey starts in motion, gives it to Campbell up the middle. He gets hit at the 30-yard line. He'll get the line of scrimmage, and that's it.
And it looks like Crenshaw in on the tackle.
And they give him, Bill, they give him about it. They give him a yard.
Yeah, they really did. I thought Crenshaw had him really for no gain, but it will bring up 2nd down and 9.
Ball in the middle of the field. Trojans going from right to left on your radio dial. 2 receivers near side. tied into the far side. Gainey in the backfield behind Campbell. Campbell goes under center against our five-man front. Gives it to Gainey. Nope, gives it on the counter, and he slips. The running back slips at the 30-yard line. Bill tried to make the cut and slipped on our turf, and that was number 28, Tyree Coley.
Yeah, he actually loses yards. He'll be back at the 30-yard line. It'll bring up third down and 10. And I tell you, as he made that turn, who'd you say that was? Tyree
Coley.
And I tell you, this sprint turf, it's really hard to slip.
It is third and, say, 10.5. Now he sends trips to the far side, twins to the near side, and there's a flag.
They're calling timeout, but then there's a flag, too. Let's see what we got. See if he got his timeout first.
Try 12 men on the field. So back it up 5 yards and a timeout.
Quarterback number 4, Will Garner, I think he saw it, and he was trying to get a timeout, but the penalty flag had already flown.
So they will not be charged with a timeout. We'll keep it right here. Back it up. Bill, third and about 16 now. Trojans, white jerseys, white pants. They're wine-colored numbers. Trips to the far side. Twins to the near side. Campbell in the shotgun by himself. Sorry, it's Garner in the shotgun. Drops back. There we come. Rush gets away from one man, two. Throws across. Oh, had an open receiver. That's Walker White up at the 35. Would not have been enough for the first down, but he drops the ball.
Well, the ball was thrown behind him, but a great play nonetheless by the Coffey Trojans as he bought a little time, Garner did, as he rolled out. And as he was throwing on the run to his right, he had to throw back across his body. And Walker White had to reach back, could not make the catch. There's a flag on the field, though, Wes.
Personal foul, roughing the passer. Oh, automatic first down. Now mark off 15. That's an automatic first down.
Or is it automatic, or is it just 15 yards?
It's an automatic. Personal foul is an automatic.
I don't know. We've seen some crazy stuff here lately.
It is an automatic, guys. He signaled first down, and he caught Riyadh there hitting the quarterback just after he threw it. Riyadh was trailing on the play, and it was bang-bang, but could have gone either way. But they got Riyadh there on the personal foul, roughing the passer.
Thank you, Marty. Move the ball out now to the 40-yard line. 3:20 to go here in the first quarter, leading 15-0, our Vikings are. Garner, the sophomore quarterback, big kid. He brings one receiver near side, tied into our side, receiver far side, Gainey in the backfield. Puts the man in motion, gives it to Gainey up the middle. He gets across the 40, fights his way up. Billy got good yardage from the 40 up to the 44. I thought we had him back about the 41.
A little better push from the offensive line of the Trojans that time, and you're right, able to pick up. Well, they're going to mark him almost 5 yards. They will give him 5. It'll be second and 5. Well, let me say, the ball needs 6 yards. The down marker over there is on the 5 yards.
The fullback now is Tony Clark. Tied into the far side. We're in a five-man front. Garner goes under center. Man in motion. Gives it to Gainey on the counter, and he gets hit in the backfield. It was second and 5. And it's going to be 3rd and 6. That's not Gainey. That was Raymond Campbell.
Wes, you're not going to go very far when Jordan Black jumps on your back.
No, you're not.
Jordan Black just leaped over, got on his back, and just drove him into the ground. Jordan Black, our last week's Star Insurance Athlete of the Week.
Mr. Puny, that's what I call him.
Be sure and come by Loco's Grill and Pub on Tuesday night. You'll get to meet a lot of these players at the Loco's Grill and Pub Lounge High Coaches Show, 7 o'clock every Tuesday night.
Garner in the shotgun, five-man front, two receivers near side, two far side throws. Catch made in our territory, and that is number 11. Telvin Gainey number 14. Aaron Drew made the catch for first down in our territory at the 46-yard line.
Big hit at the end by Josh Clemens. Nonetheless, though, a first down for the Trojans. They're getting underneath the zone and doing a really good job. They've got some open receivers. They've dropped a few balls, but this one they were able to make a completion and a first down.
Bill, this drive started on the 19-yard line for the Trojans. Would have stalled except for a roughing the passer penalty that gave them a first down. First and 10 from our 46-yard line. A minute 35 to go in the first period. They send a receiver far side. Now they put Campbell in motion. They give it to Count. No, Campbell keeps it, looks, takes the pitch out, a forward pass. And that's what it was, a little shovel pass to number 10, Raymond Campbell, as he crosses the 45 and gets down to about the 42-yard line.
Almost an illegal forward pass. He was so close to that line of scrimmage, Wes, as Garner came around the right side.
Josh Clemens checks out. Tyler Hunter checks in. And Hunter Tyler listening to us at home in Hay Higher with his dad, Bobby, tonight. Second and six, the ball at the 42-yard line of our Vikings. Campbell now brings three, Garner brings three receivers near side, two far side. We're in a five-man front. Got a mag. We'll have four receivers on our side when the ball is snapped. Fakes it, looks, pulls it back down, and we hit him, and he goes down at the 50-yard line.
Right now, so far, that's the sack of the week with James Mathis. My goodness, he has been in the backfield almost as much as their running backs have tonight.
That'll move it back. It'll be Bill. So it goes from second and six to third and 13, back at the 50-yard line. Garner gets the play from the sidelines. Looking, nope, that's going to be, he's going to let it run out, Bill.
Yeah, he's going to let the quarter run out. It'll be 15 to nothing as we end the first quarter.
Let's make sure he didn't mark it beforehand, and he didn't. At the end of the first quarter, our Vikings 15, the Coffee Trojans 0. We'll take a 60-second break. You're listening to Lions Eye Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back in Martin Stadium, West Jamesville, Osborne, Marty Rogers down on the sidelines. Trojans just called timeout. They got a fourth and two at our 38-yard line. Now the crowd coming to the feet. See what Coach Ken Eldridge got to call. The ball on the near hash mark. Trojans going from left to right on your radio dial. Garner goes under center. He has Clark in the backfield. Two tight ends. Takes a snap, gives it to Clark up the middle, gets hit, spins, falls forward to the 35-yard line. He'll have the first down, but only by...
Wait a minute.
Look where they spotted that.
No, Wes, the quarterback kept the ball. He pulled it out of the fullback and kept the ball, and he got tackled behind the line there.
And they
will turn it over on down.
Good eyes, Marty, because I thought they had given to the fullback who had the first down.
Boy, watch, they just fooled everybody up here in the press box. Great stop by our Vikings. On a fourth and two.
We're going to need to give Marty a raise. I tell you, right down there on the spot, sees the play. Marty, put yourself in for a raise, buddy.
All righty, ball on the near hash mark. Parker goes under center, tight end to the Coffee side of the field. They're in a five-man front. Three linebackers, got a man in motion, gives it to Bull. He's across the 40, the 45, the 40, the 40, the 45, the 50. Into Coffee territory, down at their 47-yard line. Bill, that's a 12-yard run, 13-yard run, and a first down for Bull Anderson.
Wes, I know you made this point a few weeks ago. Robert Anderson was playing a lot of linebacker at the beginning of the season. He sat down off the defense and has only played offense, and he has been phenomenal since that time.
We bring Josh Clemens to our side. We put Braswell in a slot on our side, tied into the far side. Sam Duncan at fullback now. Coffee in a four-man front. Three linebackers. We go in motion. Cole Parker rolls right, looks, throws it out to number 11. That's Duncan, trips and falls at the 41-yard line. Sam Duncan, good little pass out of the backfield, was open. Parker rolled right, just dumped it off to him. And Sam Duncan slips and falls at the 40-and-a-half-yard line. So it will be second and about a long three, a short three from there.
I tell you, Duncan, all he saw was green in front of him, and I think he just got his feet underneath him and tripped and fell.
Paul Johnson to the far side. We've got Aaron Winston at wide out on our side. Braswell sitting right behind him. Braswell in motion. Pitch out to Braswell around to the short side of the field, across the 40, down to the 35, the 30 down the sideline, and they run him out of bounds, Bill, at the 27-yard line. First down. Oh, there's a flag back at the 40. And when you see it back there,
yep,
first thing you think of is holding.
And that was the initial call, holding against the Vikings. Was right where Troy Braswell turned the corner.
So the first down, they'll take it back to the 40, mark it off. It'll probably be second and about 12 from there.
A lot of times when you add on that corner, it's the wide receiver sometimes that gets called for that hold.
Josh Clemens brings the play in.
That's going to bring it all the way back
to the 50. Second and 12 from the 50. We've got to get
13.
Now we've got to get just to the 42.
Yeah, second and 13. Got to get to the 37.
10:22 to go here in the half. Parker under center. Braswell in motion. Drops back, looks, throws out to Josh Clemens behind a little bubble screen. He's across the 45, the 40, still on his feet. He gets the first down, down at the 36-yard line. And they run that little bubble screen to perfection that time.
Are we watching VSU or are we watching Lions High?
Well,
oh, my goodness. Little comeback bubble screen. Official timeout. A measurement.
Now they're going to measure it.
Yo, that's folks, if you're at home, this is a first down by a yard, maybe a yard and a half.
I just want to make sure that...
Oh, yeah, a full yard.
Our coach is up here just hollering.
The official first time out for water break now.
Okay. Bill, that was a good eye. Maybe we need to give you a raise.
Hey, the vantage point up here for something like that's pretty good. I like yours down there, too, as well. Right there, tight in the action. I know you like it.
I really do. And guys, I know we got the ball, but I'm going to take a second to comment on the Coffee quarterback. Young kid. He's only a sophomore. Shows a lot of poise. He's a tall kid. He's got a very good good arm. He's got a lot of zip on his ball. I was real impressed with him on that last drive.
Some scores for you. Valdosta 14, Tipps 7. Northside Warner Robins leads Warner Robins 13-0. What, Bill?
I can't say it. It's like Bobby Bowden said on his call-in show, son, we can't say that on television. We can't say that on the radio.
What did I say?
No, I'm saying you asked me. I said I can't tell you what we said.
Okay.
You're not allowed to say that on radio.
Here come the Sons of Thunder. The ball in the middle of the field. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. Looking to add to this 15-0 score here in the first half. Parker goes under center. He's got Braswell at the wing back. Franklin at the wing back. Anderson at fullback there, back to a five-man front. Gives it Anderson up the middle. He's across the 35 to 30. Still on his feet as he turns, crosses the 25. They don't haul him down until he gets to the 21-yard line.
Wes, I'm so impressed game after game as this season has progressed with Robert Anderson. Somebody at the college level is going to get a power back in Robert the Bull Anderson.
16-yard run by the Bull. First and 10 from the 21-yard line. Inside 10 minutes to go here in the first half. Ball on the near hash mark. Brian Moore. We go to a double tight end set. Braswell in motion toward the visitors. Give it to Franklin on the counter. He's across the 20 to 15. The 10 to the corner. They grab him, but not before he gets in the end zone. Touchdown Vikings.
I see you, Corey Franklin. Folks, Corey Franklin, as soon as he got the ball, he just hurdled the whole line and then took off to the end zone absolutely untouched. Checking into the Viking lineup now, Jack Dalton and Jed Solomon.
That's 21-0. Let's see what happens. Now, Bill, they walk a guy up on the outside. Now they swing over. Order looks. They said they put somebody wide. We'll go kick it. Waiting on Jack Dalton snap. Ball's down, kicks up, and it's good. And with 9:34 to go here in the first half, it's our Vikings 22, Coffee Nothing. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back in Martin Stadium, Vikings lead 22-0. 9:34 to go here in the first half. Back deep for the Trojans. Again, is Ganey on our side. And Hill on the far side. Solomon, the ball on the far hash mark. He'll have the wind at his back this time. His other kicks down to the five had been with the wind in his face. That ball kicked deep, and as we expected, with the wind at his back, that ball sails into the end zone, touchback, and the Trojans will have to take over first and 10 from their 20-yard line. And they give it a little wildcat, and the guy gets hit behind the line of scrimmage. No, he's still on his feet as he crosses the 20, up to the 25, about the 25. That was Cornelius Crockett. And a little razzle dazzle there, Bill. They go to the Wildcat.
But they hand off out of that and really made a decent little run. But well, the down marker hadn't moved. I'm trying to see where he's at. There he goes. Now he's going to move. Second down.
Give him four up to the 24. Gardner back in. He goes under center. Sends two receivers near side, tied into the far side. Five man front for our Vikings. Two linebackers up tight, keeps it looking to throw, pulls it down, starts to run. We got a handoff, falls on the ground, and they recover it back at the 25-yard line. I'm not sure he wasn't trying to try that little forward shovel pass like he did before.
Well, he was trying a little option pass there, or a little option as he was coming around the side, and he waited, hesitated too long, and he was getting hit when he tried to make the pitch.
So it will be third and five from the 25. Ball on the near hash mark. Trojans going from left to right on your radio dial. Wholesale substitutions coming in. See if they go. Nope. Garner stays in at quarterback.
Well, our defensive line hadn't changed.
They send two receivers near side. They send trips to the far side. Garner is in the shotgun by himself. Five-man front for our Vikings. Now man in motion. They'll have four receivers to the far side. Takes it. Looks a little screen out there. To number 26 across the 25. We hit him as he gets to the 27-yard line. That was Tyreek Hill that made the catch, so it'll be fourth and about two from the 28-yard line. But, Bill, I would imagine they're not going to go forth from there.
No, I don't think so. I think you're going to see a punt here. Telvin Smith in on the tackle.
Braswell and Franklin back deep about the 40. Aaron Lott to punt from his own 15. We've got a five-man front. Now there's a whistle. Timeout. Coffee. Timeout coffee. 7:18 to go on the half. Our Vikings lead it 22-0. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Lot back deep to punt. Standing about the 13-yard line, we put Franklin and Troy Braswell back about our 40. We're showing a five-man rush. There's a snap. Lot off the side of his foot. Get out of the way, guys. Hits at the 40. Caught by Telvin Smith at the 40, the 35, the 30. Look at him. Look at the Terminator. Returns it to avoid a touchdown. Picks it up at the 40. Off the side of his foot. Bill caught it on the bounce, and down the sideline he went.
I see you, Telvin Smith. Telvin just fielded the ball thinking, gosh, you know, guys, let me just see what I can do with it. And nobody was there. I mean, he just went untouched into the end zone. Vikings lead now 28-0. 7:05 left in the first half. Checking into the lineup for the Vikings, Jack Dalton and Jed Solomon.
They put that wide man out there. Now they slide over. With the snap, ball's down, kicks up, and it's good. 7:05 to go here in the first half. Vikings 29. It is the Trojans nothing. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country.
And back here at Martin Stadium, where our Vikings lead the Trojans of Coffee High 29-0 after a 41-yard punt return by the Telvinator, Telvin Smith.
Solomon set deep. Ganey and Hill back deep for the Trojans. Puts that foot into it. High end over end kick. Gets it up deep. Hill will take it at the 4. He's across the 5 to 10 to 15. And he's hit at the 16-yard line. And that's as far as he will get. We ride him all the way back to the 2. But they'll give us progress up to the 16.
I tell you, we had a bunch of them. We had number 1. That was Mike Moore in on the tackle, along with Darnell Swopes. And a lot of backup guys, Wes, on that kickoff team. Mikey on Pageant. That was all backup kickoff team, Wes.
All right, let's see what the Trojans will do here. Garner stays at quarterback. Sends a receiver near side. Tied into the far side. Puts a wide receiver out there. Offset eye brings a man in motion back towards us. Takes a snap, drops back, gives it the reverse. That is Clark around. He gets across the 16, 17, 18, all the way up to the 20-yard line.
Kelvin Smith met him and rolled him as he came up.
It'll be second and 6 from the 20. Now he brings two receivers near side. Tied into the far side. We go back to that 5-man front. We put Kenny Durden and Tyler Hunter in man coverage out here. Garner goes under center. Got a man in motion towards. We jump in the neutral zone. And
ready to go. I tell you, I don't know if it's the cadence of the quarterback or if there's some little flinch or something that our defensive line is beginning to see, and they jump into that neutral zone. That's two defensive offside penalties tonight for the Vikings.
And that'll make it second and about a yard after the 25-yard line. 6:10 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 29-0. Garner goes under center. Again, got a motion back toward the coffee bench. Spins, looking to pass, pitches in the backfield. Oh, we hit him, and he'll lose about 6-7 yards. So from what was a second and a yard, is now going back to Bill's third and about 7.
I tell you, even if he had not slipped and fallen, Michael Copeland was standing right there in front of him, and he would have hit him hard and put him down probably about the same spot. Then we'll credit the tackle to Michael Copeland. Another tackle for loss for the Vikings.
Garner sends two receivers far side, two near side. Keeps Clark in the backfield. Drops back, looks, get our hands up in the air, and he throws that one incomplete at the 30-yard line under a lot of pressure from, looks like, James Mathis, Michael Copeland, and number 16, Bill, that would be?
Riyad Moore.
So it'll be 4th and 8, and the Trojans will have to punt again.
Well, their last punt was not the best for them. It came off the side of the foot of the punter. Picked up by Telvin Smith and returned for 41 yards and a Viking touchdown. Let's see if they can do any better on this punt.
Lott standing back inside the 5 or at the 5-yard line. Braswell moves up to short field. He said, I want this one. We've got 9 men. We go after it, and we block it. It's at the 20. We pick it up. Still on that. Nope, we pick it up, but we'll go down at the 21-yard line.
Brian Moore on the pickup.
And I think he had the block
I think he had the block as well. Ken Durden was going in, but Brian Moore got in, got the block, came back, picked it up, tried to run with it, but he'll be tackled. It'll be 1st down and 10 for the Vikings at the Trojan 21-yard line.
There comes Corey Franklin, Braswell, Cole Parker at quarterback, Anderson at fullback. We got Aaron Winston at wide out on our side, inside 5 minutes to go here in the half, leading 29-0. Tied into the far side. Trojans in a 5-man front, 4 linebackers up tight, put a man in motion. Parker drops back, looks, throws a little bubble screen to Franklin, and he drops it at the 20-yard line.
Corey was thinking run, 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 and I think he turned his head before he really looked the ball in.
Boy, you look out there, Bill, you had number 74. Justin Browning out there with that little bubble screen.
He was ready to block downfield. But I, like I said, I think Corey just turned his head trying to look downfield before he really secured the ball.
Second and 10. Josh Clemens to our side in man coverage. Braswell in motion. Drops back looking again, throws. And he hits number 13. That's Brian Moore for the first down. Pass completed first down at the 2-yard line. The first and goal Vikings.
Another little skinny post right down there on the seam. And what, he's about 2 yards, a yard from making it into the end zone. But a great pass on a line by Cole Parker.
The Terminator checks in. Josh Clemens comes out. 4:45 to go. Vikings threaten to put it in the end zone again. First and goal from the 2. Wes James along with the Osman. Wild Bill Osborne, Marty Rogers down on the sidelines. Coffey will get the ball to start the second half. Parker goes under center. He takes a snap, rolls around looking, gets hit, and he'll lose yardage from the 2 all the way back to the 9-yard line.
That's the thing that we talked about this year. Cole's got to learn whenever it's not there, he's got to throw it away. And that's just something, athlete in him trying to make something happen. You want to hold the ball. But as he gets more experience and as he'll go into his next year as a senior, I think you'll begin to see him understand that a little bit better, and he'll be able to get rid of the ball.
Franklin checks out. Order checks in. He'll go to one wing back. Braswell at the other. Sam Duncan will go to a 2 tight end set again. They're in a 5-man front. 4 linebackers up tight, Braswell in motion, and we give it to Order on the counter, and he's across the 5, the 10, touchdown, Geraldo Orta.
I see you, Geraldo Orta. He went absolutely untouched on that counter over the left side into the end zone. 35-0 now before the extra point. Now checking into the Viking lineup, Jack Dalton and Jed Solomon.
And they got one man way out there. Now they swing it over. Solomon waiting on Jack Dalton snap. There it is. Parker puts it down. It's up and it's good. And with 3:36 to go here in the first half, it's the Vikings 36, Coffee nothing. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back at Martin Stadium, Vikings lead 36-0. 3:36 to go here in the third. Hill and Ganey back deep for the Trojans. Solomon with the ball on the far hash mark. Wind has died down now.
Was last time, too. All back up on the kickoff team except for the kicker, Jed Solomon.
There's the kick. High kick. Hill will take it at the 2. He comes far side at the 10. The 15 cuts outside and gets hit and will be pulled down at the 10-yard line. Great kick by Solomon and excellent coverage by our Vikings. It'll be first and 10, Coffey, from the 10-yard line with 3:27 to go in the half.
Wes, Bill, that's the second time our B-team kickoff has kicked off. And these coaches and these players down here fired up watching them get in there and make the tackle and stop them inside the 20 for the second time in a row.
They really are. All right. Let's see what.
Garner.
Safety right now in there at defensive line.
Garner, 2 tight end set, man in motion. They give it to the fullback. Nope, Garner keeps it himself on the keeper around the left side. Bill, he'll get 4 yards after the 14-yard line.
Good little run. Just got some information about when we were talking about Cole throwing the ball away. And it is in high school. You can't just throw it away like you can in college. You know, when you get outside the tackle box, you've got to have a receiver down there. So maybe that's, I need to rephrase. What he'll need to do is he's got to find that receiver down there, throw it over his head so maybe we can throw it away.
Coffey brings 1 receiver near side. Tied in to the far side. They're in a wing tee. Man in motion. Now to give it to the fullback right up. Nope, he keeps it, throws across the middle. Ball off the fingertips of number 40. That's Cleeg Matthews out at the 25-yard line. Would have been enough for a first down. Fooled kind of everybody as Garner faked the ball to number 11, Tevin Ganey, going up the middle and then just pulled it back up and tried to hit Matthews.
Well, they were trying to hit that little in-between-the-zone thing that has been successful. Because the coverage on the two receivers running deep were absolutely perfect coverage by the Vikings.
Coffey, two receivers near side, two far side. Keeps Clark in the backfield with him, Garner does. We're in a five-man front. Two-step drop, throws that. Catch made for the first down up at the 20-yard line, and that is number 14, Aaron Drew. And he makes the catch all the way out at the 26-yard line. 12-yard pass play for a first down for the Trojans. 2:34 to go here in the first half. Feel a little moisture in the air, Bill.
I was a little concerned that we might see some this evening, but it's...
Man in motion towards us. Garner under center. Garner looking to pass, pulls it down. No place to go. Runs into Michael Copeland and number 54. That is A.J. Flukas.
Yeah, we have to get the rosters out early tonight.
That's a yard loss, so it'll be second and 12. The ball back at the 24. 2:10 to go in the half. Ball in the middle of the field. They send Caleb Jacob Jordan to the far side, put a man in the slot, tied into our side. We stand a defensive end up on the wide side of the field. Give it to the fullback. Nope, he keeps it, looking to throw. Off the fingertips, intercepted by Kenneth Burton at the 40. He's at the 35, the 30, still on his feet. They run him out of bounds at the 30-yard, at the 20-yard line. And there's a flag, Bill, back at the 11, and I'm afraid that might be roughing.
We had a good tip drill. He went through a couple of hands, and Durden was there to collect it. But let's see what two officials meeting the far hash around the 20-yard line. No initial indication yet. Let's see.
Dead personal foul, roughing the passer again. That negates interception. Okay.
Guys, he got Mike for just putting his hands on the quarterback. Mike didn't hit him, didn't shove him to the ground, but he just ran in and put his hands on him and gave him just a little bit of a shove, but that's what they got him for.
My goodness. Thank you, Marty.
First down all the way out to the 39-yard line. This is not touch football, Mr. Official.
We're a little unbiased. Supposed to be, right?
Two receivers near side, tied into the far side. Garner goes under center. Keeps the ball, pitches back to running back. And Telvin hits him in the backfield, and he'll lose yardage. And now there's a flag. I didn't see what it's on.
Well, I don't know if it was going to be a hold. I mean, Telvin came in there. Okay, yeah. Block in the back on the Trojans.
Well, Bill, you know, they said football is a contact sport. It's not. It's a collision sport.
It's a collision sport.
But you don't want anybody to get hurt. But when you touch a man, you don't flag him for touching him. They'll make it take that back to the Trojan 30-yard line. Minute 29 to go here in the half. Vikings lead it 36-0. I appreciate an official protecting a quarterback. Don't want ours to get hurt. Two receivers far side, one near side. Keeps Clark in the backfield with him. Four-man front by our Vikings. There comes a pass rush, little screen out. Dropped at the 30-yard line by number 35. That's Darius Long.
Couldn't hold on to it. You saw the defensive players now for the Vikings. As they went through the line, they're almost afraid to go up to the quarterback because, I mean, they really did everything to avoid going to the quarterback.
Second and 20. The ball at the 30-yard line. Garner tied into our side. We go back to a five-man front. Man in motion towards Coffey's side of the field. Counter play to Ganey as he crosses the 30. He'll get up about the 31, 32-yard line. He'll pick up 2 yards, so it'll be third and 18 from there.
Brian,
we're at the one-minute mark in the half.
Brian Moore in on the tackle for the Vikings. Third and a good long ways to go.
Garner getting the play from Coach Etheridge. Coffey sends receiver far side. They bring Walker White near side. Two tight ends now. Five-man front, almost three linebackers for our Vikings. Put a man in motion toward the Coffey side. Garrett Garner rolls right. There comes the rush, looking, and we hit him, and he goes down back at the 22-yard line, and that's number 32.
Chris Scurry.
Scurry from that weak side linebacker spot, and we've got a man up. That is number Riyadh Moore is up limping.
Brian Moore will come in and take his spot. Yeah, he's not putting anything on that ankle.
And that's the end of the first half. Let's keep it right here.
See if Marty can get a quick word with Coach Randy McPherson. I see Marty down there. There you go.
Hey, Coach Mack, again, another great first half. Your offense with 36 points on the board. What are your thoughts about the first half? The
kids are playing well, man. I'll tell you, offense and defense, they're getting after it, man. I'm proud of them.
Coach, good luck in the second half.
Alrighty.
Man of many words. There you go.
You need to ask more than one question, Marty.
He walks away.
Alrighty. We go to halftime. Vikings leading 36-0. We'll take a 3-minute break. We'll take a 3-minute break and be right back after this. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country.